Weyburn. The players for the Richardson Pioneer Weyburn Red Wings received team awards on Friday evening at the Legion Hall, with the exception of the award for the top scorer as one league game remains to be played. The Most Valuable Player Award went to Riley Morgan, who has also been nominated for the SGEU MVP Award for the SJHL. He also won the Most Valuable Forward Award. Team Captain Matthew Reedy was presented with the award for the Most Defensive Forward, and the Graham Christie Memorial Award for the Most Inspirational Player. The Community Service Award went to Ty Mason, and the Most Improved Player was Nick Kovach. The Most Valuable Defenseman Award went to Blake Norris, and he and Ty Mason shared the Marcel Lebel Memorial Award for the Most Dedicated Player to the team. The Most Popular Player as chosen by the fans was Ty Mason, and the Popular Player as chosen by the team was Jackson Hassman. The Rookie of the Year Award went to Lucas Jeffries, and the Award for Outstanding Ability and Gentlemanly Conduct was presented to Jakob Kalin. The Unsung Hero Award was shared by two players, Max Monette and Ian Mayer. The 20-year-old players graduating from the Red Wings each received a watch with the Red Wings insignia on it. They included Jordan Edwards, Matteo Turin, Jackson Hassman, Ian Mayer, Jakob Kalin, Riley Morgan and Matt Reedy. The final league game was to be on Saturday evening against the Estevan Bruins for the Highway 39 Cup, but the blizzard which shut down most of southeast Saskatchewan postponed that game. The Red Wings instead hosted an exhibition game against the U11 Wings. Prior to the presenting of the awards, head coach Cody Mapes spoke to the crowd, paying tribute to the leadership of the board members, the tireless work of the volunteers and the billet families. "Volunteers, we obviously can't function without you guys. Our team has grown so much in the community, and I think a big reason for that is the relationship our volunteers and our players have outside of the rink. Our players have done a ton of community service this year, and I couldn't be prouder of them for stepping up," he said. "And our billets, the most important cog in the machine. We're all pretty irrelevant if we don't have a place for these guys to stay. I know all the parents in here have thanked you guys," said Mapes, adding he was told the billet hosts were amazed at how fast the guys became a part of the family. The coach was also very proud of the team for making the playoffs this year. "Since January 5th of last year, you guys have done an unbelievable job, and you knew mediocrity wasn't going to be okay. We always kind of thought we'd be in the playoff race," said Mapes, adding for the players' parents, "That's some huge kudos to you guys. You raised some unbelievable kids, and you should be proud of them." Of the graduating 20-year-old players, Mapes noted every one of them has a scholarship opportunity somewhere at different levels. He noted Riley Morgan, who came to the team on December 1st, is up for the league MVP award, and pointed out a number of players had played their 100th game in junior, plus four players are leading the team in scoring, three of them with 24 goals and one with 22. They included Morgan, Ty Mason, Jackson Hassman and Jakob Kalin. "You know, scoring in this league is hard, and these guys have come in and carry a lot of the weight of goal scoring. When you've got four guys who do it, you've got the best guys every single night. Ellipsis. That's something you guys should be very, very proud of," he said of the scorers. "Congratulations on making the playoffs," he added to loud cheers. "Your commitment to the process, your commitment to each other doesn't go unnoticed. I commend you guys for your work ethic throughout the year. There were times when it could have gone south, and you guys pulled together, and I've never been more proud of a group. The past few months has been some of the most fun I've ever had in hockey," said Mapes, pointing out the Wings have gone the 2nd of July 15 since Christmas to put themselves into the playoff mix. "It's shown in the community and the league that we're here and we're not going away. I'm excited for the opportunity that lies ahead of us in the next couple of weeks here. I think that we have the group who are going to shock not only the league and but shock the junior hockey world," he added.